Hi, I'm Abigail, and I'm addicted to money. So for the next 50 seconds, I'd like to feel dirty, inconsiderate, manipulative, and ashamed. I apparently agreed to play the game of life by the rules made by the rich in order to make them more rich. And because I feel powerless and out of control, I am asking you to listen to this ad for Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your computer or phone. Anchor will distribute your podcast wherever you can get podcasts. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And everything you need to make a podcast is in one place. So download Anchor for free on the app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So yeah, that's all I have. Thanks for letting me share. What is up, weirdos? You're listening to the Manic Pixie Weirdo. I'm Abigail, your host. And this is a podcast where some weeks we talk about relationships and all the different kinds of relationships that we have in our lives. So this week, in honor of all the holidays, this is going to be my relationship with Merry Thanksgiving. So that's just kind of all of the holidays put together, or at least the ones that are most dominantly celebrated here in the States. So I know that the holidays in general, it seems like, I don't know, it just seems like after Halloween, everything sort of goes like nuts. I don't know. I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday, aside from like the 4th of July. And the only reason I like 4th of July is because I get to blow stuff up for fun. And so I really like fireworks. But Halloween is like probably my first favorite holiday, though. I love Halloween. I love all things that have to do with Halloween, just all of it. I love, you know, playing dress up, kind of, because I'm a nerd, so I like to, you know, I'll usually pick a costume that's related to, like, you know, something I'm, like, a fan of. So, like, this year I was Princess Ariel. From The Little Mermaid. And my husband was a Minion. And we gave out candy. Well, actually, we don't really give out candy. We give out chips, like those little fun-sized bags of chips that you can buy in, like, the big box. That's what we decided to give out, just because it's something different. It's, like, it's not candy. It's something different. And we figure, like, parents can put it in their kids' lunch or whatever. Like, it's sort of a versatile treat, I guess. This year, we put the chips out on, like, a little, like, end table kind of thing. And we had hand sanitizer for all the kids to come and pick up. Like, they just walked up to the door and picked them up off the table. We sort of stood about 6 feet away and just, like, watched on the porch. And somebody took the hand sanitizer. Well, it was for sure my fault, because I was like, just take whatever you want. And I guess this one kid, he had a pillowcase as a trick-or-treat bag thing. And he took the hand sanitizer. It was fine. It was fine. There were, you know, it was like a dollar. We went to the dollar store and they had some. So that was funny, I guess. We thought it was kind of funny. But I just love Halloween. I love, like, the spirit of Halloween. I love, I do like giving out, like, candy and stuff. I like seeing all the costumes that other people are wearing. And I don't know. It's always been, like, my favorite holiday. My great grandfather, I believe it was my great grandfather, was born on Halloween. And I don't know, I was kind of close. I was like really close to him before he died. I don't even know when that was. It might have been like 2000 or something that he died. So it's been like a while. But I don't know if that's sort of like why I have an attachment to it. I don't know. But I just have like it's my favorite holiday. I don't know. That's something I need to explore a little bit more, I guess. Why I love Halloween so much. There's probably some sort of attachment there with my great grandfather. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? I'm not a therapist. not qualified to be a therapist. I'm qualified to be in therapy, but not a therapist. But then after that, it's like Thanksgiving, which it's not an exclusively American holiday, because Canada does have Thanksgiving of sorts. I believe though theirs is in September, I want to say August or September. Don't quote me on that. I don't know if that's right, but I'm pretty sure it's in like August or September. And Thanksgiving's okay, I guess. It's like the one day of the year where you can eat as much food as you want and like no one can say shit about it. Which I guess is nice. But I don't know. I just don't. There's something about it. I don't know what it is. Sorry, my mom texted me. Yeah, I don't know what it is about Thanksgiving that it's kind of like a holiday. Like, it's not something, I'm not like, oh my God, Thanksgiving. It's just like, I guess. It's, you know, it's an excuse to eat a bunch of shit that I normally wouldn't eat. But I don't know. I think there's not nearly like as much dread, I guess, attached to Thanksgiving. I think it's more just like, Thanksgiving and then Christmas, like, and then it's over. But I don't know. It's just very, it's just kind of blah. Like, it's not really anything super special. But I also didn't come from a family that put a whole bunch of attachment to, like days like that. There wasn't ever really, you know, like if we did Thanksgiving like a week in advance, like we didn't, I don't think we ever did that, but it's just one of those things where it's like, there was like, it wouldn't have been a big deal. Like, nobody cares in my family. It's just not assigning significance to a day, like a very specific day, was just sort of like arbitrary, I guess. I don't know. It's just sort of, we just didn't do that. Like, even for our birthdays, like in my family, my sister's birthday and mine generally, like, it usually fell like on a weekday. So, like, having your birthday party early or having your birthday party like later, you, like, again, there wasn't a real significance to that. Obviously, when it was like actually our birthday, you know, like we got to pick like where we went out to dinner or something, but it was not, I don't know. It just sort of seemed arbitrary in my family. Like, we just didn't do that. I mean, we did do stuff for Thanksgiving. Like, we usually would go to our neighbor across the street. But we would usually do like Christmas and Thanksgiving with them because it was easy. But I just don't ever, I mean, I remember, like, it's not like I have bad memories of Thanksgiving. Like, they were, all the memories that I have, like, really fun. But that was mainly because of the people that we were around. Like, they all made it fun. Like, every year, like I said, we would go to our neighbor across the street for both Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, like, we would play games, you know, we would eat, we would do all that stuff. But then we would, like, you know, play games. We would play board games. We would play, like, dominoes, or we would play, you know, like, stuff like, we would just all play games. And so that was fun. But I just don't ever really remember. It's not a memorable holiday. I guess that's the main thing. It's not one of those, like, oh, yeah, fucking Thanksgiving. Like, everyone in my family was just kind of like, blah. Like, it's whatever. But I do think that the next day, because here we have, like, that Black Friday. But now it's, like, not even Black Friday. It's, like, Black Friday week. And, you know, it's like, Black Friday week or... Yeah, but then there's the Cyber Monday or whatever it is. And that, of course, lasts for like another week. And it's just, I think that's sort of the dread that's attached to Thanksgiving, is because it's not that anything, at least for me, it's not that like anything like, that never anything like super amazing would happen, but it was also a day that nothing ever really went wrong either. Like, it wasn't, you know, like, it wasn't just horrible, but it's just kind of it's an unforgettable holiday for me. But I think it's that immediate dread of after, where it's like, oh shit. Now we're X number of days away from Christmas, and I have to now figure, like, Christmas is just, it's a huge, it's such a huge, ridiculous commercial joke. It's just, it's so, ugh. But, I don't know, so, yeah, I guess that's kind of, like, the real thing, though, too, is that, like, it's Thanksgiving is probably more on the negative side of the blah or the whatever, because once it's over, then it's like, oh shit, now we have to get ready for Christmas, which, by the way, fuck that. Okay, fuck that. We listen, you guys, I'm lazy as fuck. I'm so lazy. And I mean that in the sense of like obviously I'm not lazy, you know, when I work or whatever, but for shit like that, like fucking Christmas and the, you know, the high stakes game of it all for Christmas is just, oh my god, I can't do it. And Jesus, there's so much pressure, first of all. So I guess now we're getting into Christmas. And oh, by the way, I felt Christmas. It's great because you get shit, but guess what? Even at some point, when you become an adult, it's one of those things where you're just like, awesome. Not only will I get shit, but now I also have to figure out how to pay for, you know, everybody else to give them shit too. I don't know. It's just, it's like, And it can become more about, you know, oh, fuck, what am I going to get? You know, my mom, my dad, my sisters, you know, my brother, my dog, it's insane, you know. And then I don't know how other people do Christmas, but we just, in my family, we were just like, I mean, like, we did stuff when I was a kid. Like, we, you know, there's like, because I did ballet, and so I was in the Nutcracker. And so that was like something that we did was, you know, my parents would come see me, and then later my sister too in the Nutcracker. But, you know, we did do, I don't think we did it every year. I cannot imagine that we did it every year, because my mother would just, that's a really funny thought. My mother attempting to do that every Christmas. No, there's no way she did it. There's no way. And if she did, then, like, more props for my mother. Jesus, mom. Do, like, the whole Christmas lights and bullshit in front of the house. I don't really ever remember. I know we did it.
But I don't think we ever did like the house and then like lawn ornaments and like, look, you know, like our cars or like that was, oh my God, that was never a thing. But so that's one thing. And my point in saying that was that I am lazy when it comes to shit like fucking that, because I can't do it. I don't, it's always seemed incredibly ridiculous to me that I'm going to do all of this work for one day. One day out of the entire year, I'm going to do all this work and make everything, you know, and then you have to take it down. And then you have to like put everything away. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not fucking doing it. It's not happening. So, and my husband doesn't want to do it either because we're both like, it's stupid. Fuck that. So, so this year we got, you know, decorations provided by the fucking Dollar Tree. Hell yeah, Dollar Tree. I saw, this is not, I don't work for Big Dollar. That's not, no, it's not an advert. I just love Dollar Tree. I saw a very sad article, or it made me sad, and it was one of those like on Twitter. I don't know if you guys have seen these, but it's like 20 businesses that won't be around for, you know, 2021 or whatever, or, you know, businesses filing for bankruptcy in 2020. And Dollar General and Dollar Tree were both on that list. I was so sad. So I really hope everybody go out and support your local dollar store. It's the fucking shit, dude. It's so great. We got all of our decorations for $9 total. It was great. Now, I will say this, the other thing too. There's fucking glitter everywhere. I get it. People like glitter and your fucking sparkly lights and bullshit. Okay, I get it. I'm not judging you. I just don't want to do all that work. But also, not everything has to have fucking glitter on it. I'm pretty sure my entire house is now covered in glitter. And by the time I'm fairly confident in my ability to say this, but by the time I get the last speck of glitter done, it'll be time to bring this shit out again. So I'm sort of resigning myself to the fact that I now live in, you know, a semi-shiny, sparkly, beige-colored, twinkly, you know, wonderland or whatever. God. I hate glitter so much. Oh my God, because it gets on everything and then you can't get it off ever. And it just is like, it's like, how the fuck do I have glitter on? And it's always in the most random fucking places. Like, it's never in like, oh, that makes sense. It's like, why do you have glitter by your eye? And it's like, I don't, how? Or like up your nose. And you're like, well, okay. I mean, it's just, ugh, fucking hate it. Yeah, so we're not doing a tree because fuck that. That's, again, too much fucking work for one day. I was talking to my mom about this, and my mom, on a side note, and I was talking to my mom about this, and my mom, we had a family friend when I was growing up, and apparently, I didn't realize this, but apparently, when my mom said it, I was like, oh, I do kind of remember that, but she had the same sentiment. She was like, yeah, that family friend was like, yeah, so I like the, it was like one of her favorite parts of the whole Christmas thing. Fine. I don't care. Whatever. Absolutely. If that's like your thing. Okay, cool. But it was like one of her favorite parts of like, I don't know, Christmas or like the decorations part of it or whatever. So she would apparently leave her tree up until like the end of February. And she didn't give a fuck, dude. She was like, listen, it's ridiculous to have to go through all the, I guess, yeah, it was, she did feel like it was ridiculous that, you know, you drag all this stuff out, pit the tree up, do all this work for one day. So she's just like, fuck it, I'm gonna leave it up till February. And she didn't care. She did not care. You could go into that house, you know, on Valentine's Day, and it would still be up, and you could say whatever you wanted. She wasn't moving it. She was not taking that tree down until the end of February. That's fine. I totally agree. If that's what you want to do, go for it. Yeah, I have no problem with that. I get it. That actually makes sense. But like I said, I'm more on the lazy side and I don't want to do it because I don't, it's not even necessarily that like it's a lot of work. I know the history behind like why we have a fucking Christmas tree. I know all of that history. So, but I'm not Christian. Like, I don't identify myself as a Christian. I don't necessarily really subscribe to that ideology. I don't, I do have some, like, probably a little bit traumatic on the traumatic end. Maybe not traumatic, but that's probably not the right word. But I do have, like, memories. Like, I don't have a lot of fond memories of like the church, the Christian church. I mean, I just don't know. I just am not. I'm not. It's just not something. And, you know, maybe at some point I'll do, we'll do a podcast about that. Actually, that's probably right. We will at some point. I will talk about that. So I just don't. So again, like, but so I think that there is a little bit of that too, where it's like, I don't buy into the, like, I don't buy your bullshit kind of. And so I don't know why I'm going to go through all this like effort and work to do something that I kind of don't even I kind of don't believe it either. Like, I just am like, I mean, I guess because it's, and just doing something because you're supposed to do it has never been a good reason for me. For whatever, it truly has just never been a good reason for me, to like do anything. And so I get it. Like, I'm supposed to have, you know, all this shit, but I don't care. Like, that's not, I just, because why? Well, that would be, you know, why? Well, because it's Christmas time. Well, that would assume, that would, you know, presumptuous of you to assume that I subscribe to the Christian ideology, because I don't. Obviously, there are some pretty good ideas. I've got some ideas, but on the whole, I don't really buy your bullshit. But I think that that too could kind of sort of comes into the whole Christmas thing, is where it's as, that's why I'm not super into it. And I only buy presents for like my mom, my dad, my sisters, my husband, and then like, you know, my husband's immediate nuclear family. Those are the only people we're buying presents for. We're not, you know, I'm not giving, we're not, you know, going out to like extended family or anything like that. That's not happening. So whatever. But I know for him, I know for my husband, he has said that he doesn't like Christmas just because he feels like it's a lot of money. And it's also really difficult. Like, he's like, it can be a lot of money, and because it can be difficult to find stuff for people, you know, it never really feels, you know, it never feels good to anybody when you buy something and you're like, yeah, but I don't even, are they even going to use this? Like, why would I, it's obviously it's different, you know, like for little kids, Christmas is about fucking presents. Like, that's what it is for children. Which is fine. I get that. Whatever. I'm not judging it. It was about that for me too when I was, you know, a kid. It's still kind of about that for me. It's like one day of all these presents. But like I said, now that we're adults, sort of, I'm still working on that. It just doesn't seem, I'm less worried about like what I want for Christmas, and I'm more worried about what I'm getting everybody else. And so that sort of sucks the joy out of it for me when I have to be like worried about like, oh shit, and then you have to wrap it, and then you have to earn all the, oh god, it's just a fucking nightmare. It's like, why am I doing this? I don't even believe this shit, whatever. But I know that for my husband, and for a lot, that is not a uniquely, you know, it's not a unique idea. That's not unique to him. I would feel very comfortable putting big money on the fact that he isn't the only human being alive that feels that way. Mainly because I'm another one that's like, fuck, dude. What the hell? What the fuck are we getting everybody? Because that's always my thing. Like, he's more worried about, like, the money side of it because, you know, we don't have a lot of money. We're not, like, you know, rolling in it. I mean, we're okay. We're fine. We're doing fine. But, I mean, we're not millionaires. We're not even, you know, 100,000-aires. We're, you know, maybe, we make enough to, you know, pay for what we need. pay for what we need to. So we're, you know, we're comfortable. We're fine. But he just doesn't, he feels like, I think he just feels like he has to spend more, like he has to spend more time figuring out what to buy everybody. And then I'm the one that's like, yeah, are they even going to fucking use it? And then that just like adds a whole nother layer. So it's a whole thing. But so what, okay. So let me back up. So what my mom started doing, I don't know when she started doing this. I couldn't, you know, put a date on it. I can ask her at some point. Or I'll just have her on to tell us. But my mom will shop year round. So if some, that way she can get a good deal, because even if, you know, like she can't find a good deal right now, doesn't mean that at some point during the year, the chances of whatever it is going on sale will go on sale. But she saves money. It's her whole thing. She's like an extreme couponer person, which is fine. She taught me how to do it. So it's helpful. It's helpful information to have. Thanks, Mom. But, you know, that's one of the ways that she has described to me that she, like, sort of eliminates all that pressure, because then it's spread out through the whole year. And it doesn't feel quite so, like, urgent, you know, and you don't have to really worry about whether or not you're going to get a good price for it or whatever. So it saves time, it saves money, it saves stress. Well, that's of course how my husband and I decided that we were going to start doing it too, because I was like, that's a great idea. But what I also do is I will keep a list just like on my phone in the notes section throughout the year when my husband is like, oh, you know, I want that, but you know, oh, man, I don't really need it right now or whatever. Or if he, you know, if he just says he wants something, then that's, you know, in case anybody else needs Christmas ideas or I forget, then I have a list, a collection of things that I know for a fact he said he wanted. And it just, that helps too, because then you can sort of keep track of like, okay, this is what people said that they wanted. Maybe not necessarily for Christmas, but they did want, you know, this at some point. And they said it that like throughout the year at some point this year. So, you know, that it's whatever, you get it. And you guys are smart. I don't need to explain it. But I just don't. So that's helped like eliminate the stress. But I just, we're just not those people that like put a lot of stock in Christmas. So it's just, it's stressful. I don't really mind it nearly as much as my husband does. I don't really mind it all that much. But I think that's more comes from an apathetic point of view, or 'cause I just don't care. Like I kind of just don't. Like, I've got my people taken care of. I've got everybody taken care of, present-wise, you know. At this point, it's just, like, waiting for stuff to come in the mail or wrapping it and then putting it in a box and sending it off. But, so, I don't mind doing that, because I kind of like doing sort of menial tasks. It just kind of helps me clear my mind when I do it. That's why I like to clean stuff. It's one of those like menial tasks where my mind can just like wander and I can just kind of do, you know, run through my stuff and learn through the stuff in my head that I need to run through. But, and so like wrapping or, you know, that kind of thing, it's one of those like menial tasks that I don't really mind doing. But it's just, I think that's the big one though. Okay. I think that's the big one is the pressure of Christmas is just like so overwhelming. Not even to mention the fact that it's 2020 and fucking COVID is just like pillaging the nation. The US here. I haven't been able to look at what it's doing in all the other countries. I do know that Australia is y'all are doing cool, and New Zealand y'all are doing pretty okay. At least that's how it looked the last time that I saw, which was a couple days ago. Then who the fuck knows? And a lot of people have lost their jobs here in the States for COVID because of COVID, you know, and money's tight for everybody right now. So that's just like, let's just add more pressure, you know, more fuel to that fire. As if Christmas wasn't already, you know, pressure filled to begin with. Let's add, you know, the pandemic and the, the pressure that you're probably not going to be able to go see your family, and the pressure that, you know, now, you know, we're on an even tighter budget than we already, you know, than we were on. And that doesn't feel good for anybody. I think that's probably the number one complaint that I could think of for Christmas is just the pressure of it. I'm sure that there's probably that equal amount of pressure for other holidays. I just grew up in the States, and I was raised in a predominantly non-denominational Christian Judeo-Christian background, because we did have friends. I know for a fact that we had friends when I was growing up who were Jewish. And so I thought that was a fun thing that we did a couple of years. I believe it was a couple of years. We would go and celebrate Hanukkah with the families that were Jewish. So Judeo-Christian background. I don't have a problem with Hanukkah. I assume that there's still pressure there for, you know, the gifts and stuff. And I don't really know much about like what you do for things like Kwanzaa or other holidays. I'm sure there are so many other ones that I just don't know about. But yes, I did. I grew up in a Judeo-Christian, non-denominational households. I went to fucking Catholic school. That was great. I think that has a lot to do with the fact that I'm specifically talking about Christmas right now for this, because just to make it clear, that has a lot to do with the, you know, where I live, where I was born, where, you know, and culturally we here in the United States, there tends to be more of a Judeo-Christian leaning than there would be for other faiths. We're pretty puritanical here in the States. Jesus, it's a little bit nuts. It's not a little bit nuts. It's a lot of bit nuts. Like I said, I don't really know what you do, for other like holidays that fall, in the months of December, and January to a certain extent. I don't think there's a lot of pressure for like on New Year's Eve. I think that's just kind of the one day where, you know, you just get drunk. It's like St. Patrick's Day. You just get hammered. I would imagine if there's any sort of tradition where gifts are involved and money has to be spent, I'm sure that can be stressful for, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's just kind of stressful a little bit. But I don't know. Well, okay, let's go back to the Hanukkah thing for a minute, because that was actually fun. I did actually really enjoy that. I don't remember how many years. I just know that we did it at least twice with two different families. I don't remember if we did it more than that, but I know for sure it felt like we did it twice. See, I could even be wrong about that. But, you know, whatever. Let's just, for the sake of argument and my memory, that we did it twice. It was fun. Oh my God. And they had, this one family that we went to, she made latkes. I assume that's the traditional like food. From what I gathered, it was considered like a traditional food to eat during Hanukkah. For those of you that don't know, they're basically just like potato pancakes. They're so good. Oh my God. They're so, and by the way, I've tried to make them the way that family's mother did, and I don't know what happened. Oh, and they had sweet potato. Oh my God, it was just so good. It was so good. They look kind of like a hash brown almost. They're way better than a hash brown. Like the ones that you get from like McDonald's or whatever. Yeah, they look kind of like that, but they're way better. Oh my God, they're so good. But it just, Hanukkah always seemed really fun because there just didn't seem like there was all this, I don't know, like extra hoopla about it. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong. There's probably a lot about that, but I didn't get that feel. Mind you, this was like at least 10 years ago, probably way more. I mean, oh God, no, it's been way longer than 10 years. So I don't know if things have changed or not. Or if they never changed, if I'm just completely oblivious. It's probably that one. But I think one of the reasons why I really enjoyed celebrating Hanukkah with those families, with our friends, was because it was probably something different. Like, I wasn't specifically raised, I was raised Judeo-Christian. But on a whole, it was just, you know, like Presbyterian or whatever. We switched so many times. So I think that part of the appeal for me for Hanukkah was, it was different. It was something that we didn't do in my family. And I wanted to know more. I was really curious. I wanted to know, like, what it was about, how that all works. I loved the colors. Everything was like blue and white, and it looks so pretty. And I love blue. Blue is one of my favorite colors. So, I mean, red and green can go fuck themselves, for real. I love blue. So I think that was another thing. The food was really good. And they had games. They had like fun games. I also did like the menorah. I always thought the menorah was so pretty. I don't know why. It just always looked so pretty, and I liked the idea that... plus, when you're a kid, you're like, 8 days of presents. Oh my gosh. Well, okay, it's not... You don't get like 8 days of presents, and it's not like every single one of those days is like Christmas where you get a shitload of presents. Like, that's not how that works. It's like one present every day, so you get a total of 8 presents. And it's one, and as I understand it, I could be wrong, but as I understand it, you give like the most expensive gift on the first night, and then you give like the gifts get less expensive as the nights go on. And so I always kind of thought that was nice too. The other thing, too, that I noticed was that it wasn't considered, like, a big thing. Like, Christmas is considered one of those things where, you know, you're supposed to find a gift for everybody. Not just your mom, your dad, and your siblings. Like, you're expected to, buy a gift for your mom, your dad, your siblings, your aunts, your uncles, your nieces, your nephews, your the people you work with, the bus driver, your Uber driver, the lady at the grocery store, the bank teller. Like, it seems like it's just a never ending thing of like, well, where does it stop? And I always it was a nuclear family thing with Hanukkah. It was like, they're not doing all that. They're not doing all that shit. I don't know if they do or not, but I always got the impression every time that I looked into it and talked to my Jewish friends, that it wasn't like that. That it was just, it was your nuclear family. And like, that's where they cut it off. They were like, nope, we're not. No, all those people don't need shit from us. Like, they have families of their own that can, and I kind of like that, because that does sort of contain that helps to like contain the cost a little bit. So I think that contributed a lot to why I really enjoyed learning about it, because it was different. It was something we didn't do. And I always like that kind of stuff. Now Kwanzaa, I know very little about Kwanzaa. If you guys tell me about it. ManicPixieWeirdo@protonmail.com. Tell me about it. Send me an email. Let's go. Let's talk about this. But so I don't really know that much about Kwanzaa. I know that it does have something to do with the three wise men, as I understand it. Again, could be totally wrong. But so it has something to do with the three wise men or something. And I know color is a really big thing. So there's a lot of like yellow and orange and stuff like that, like brighter colors like that. I don't really know the significance or the meaning behind it. I will need to find that out, because that is something that's rather interesting to me. But, you know, I always thought that was a cool one. There are a whole bunch, you know, and then there's obviously that classic Big Bang Theory where it's Saturnalia. They're talking about Saturnalia, and I like that too. That always makes me laugh. I'm like, yes, let's just do that. That sounds better. But I just don't. I don't know. So we don't do like a lot. We've sort of cut it. We've cut it down. We've decided what we were going to do. At the beginning of this, when we moved into this house, I was like, okay, I am not going to be that person that has 9 million boxes of bullshit decorations for the rest of, like, for the year. I'm not doing it. So we can have, like, let's see if we can do, like, a box for each holiday. My husband was all about it. He was like, absolutely. If that's what you want to do, fine. Let's do that. Well, I actually did better. We together did better than I had expected, because we have all of our decorations for all of the holidays in one box. I was really excited about that. So that's another reason, because I want to keep with that one box. I like that one box. It's like just the right amount of stuff and to decorate shit with. But yeah, I mean, so we're not those people that do like this big giant thing. We have a Christmas bush. We decorated it and a candy cane on our door. But we have, you know, totaled together, it was like $10, not including tax, to get all that stuff. And it all fits into the same box, and it's so great. So that's something that we don't do in my house. Because fuck that. Neither one of us are really buying into the bullshit Christian stuff. We just don't do, like, we're just like, no, no. That's fine. I get it. You're allowed to believe whatever the fuck you want to believe. That also means that I'm allowed to believe whatever the fuck I want to believe too. And that's how it should be. I'm not going to tell you, like, it's, no, let's just leave it alone at that. But we're just not those people. We're just not those people. I'm not doing it. He's not doing it. It's not happening. But I don't know. I'm more, we had this idea. And I don't know. We've talked about it. But I don't know if we're ever actually going to do it. We've discussed it, he and I. But the idea is that we will celebrate a different, like new beginning, solstice kind of holiday, every year. So like if we did Christmas this year, then next year we would do like Hanukkah, and then the year after that we would do like Kwanzaa. We've discussed it. We haven't decided if we're actually going to do it yet, but he likes it and he's like thinking it over. About whether or not he wants to do it. Because I would love to do that. That would be so fun, I think. To just sort of experience what it's like to celebrate all these different ones. And, like, the meanings behind all of them and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Like, that's who we are. Like, we're not ones to just be, like, confined to, like, one specific ideology. So I think that it would be fun to do. He still is up in the air about how he wants to, if he wants to do it or not, which is fine. Nobody said he had to make a decision, you know, like right now, but it's not that urgent. But so I think that would be that's an idea that we've had to sort of like broaden our horizons about it, about all the different, you know, sort of holidays that take place during these winter months. So I don't know. That's just, so there's the pressure of Christmas, of the holidays in general. Again, you get that anytime a lot of money has to be spent. Then I understand that like the holidays can be sort of just a bad time because like a lot, you know, again, COVID, obviously, obvious reasons aside, you know, you can have family trauma around the holidays. Like a lot of people go back out, during the holidays. It's a really, really like tough time for everyone who's trying to stay sober. I know that the holidays are always bad, or tough, maybe not bad, but like tough, and they can be, they aren't for everyone, but they can be tough for a lot of people who are trying to stay sober, which I get. I totally get that. I understand that. And that's okay. It's okay. I'm going to try to do my part, I guess, a little bit. And we're going to talk about that in a future episode, the holidays and sobriety. So stay tuned for that. But so it just seems like a lot, I guess. And it's definitely like, it can be just like not fun. You know, it could just be like soul suckingly horrible because there's all this stuff that goes along with it. And I get that. These are just some of the ways that like we have decided to sort of, I don't know, do Christmas or the holidays in my family, so yeah, you know, $9, $10 at the dollar store to decorate. And also, fuck everyone who's like, if you don't want to do it, then don't fucking do it. Fuck them. Like, they don't, no, it's what you can do. That's all anybody can ask you to do. It's what you can do, what you feel like you want to do. And if you don't want to do anything, then fuck that. Then don't do anything. It's fine. So there's that. We've limited the number of people that we buy gifts for. You know, the list and shopping throughout the year helps a lot with sort of that, that pressure because, you know, you're not running around at the last minute trying to figure out what to do, which can, you know, that just adds a whole other level. One more thing to the list kind of. So those are the things that we have done. Oh, and then, you know, our idea, I don't know when or if we're going to do that yet, just yet, but we'll work on it. So for me, the holidays are just very, I have tried to, you know, limit and minimize the amount of stress and pressure that is attached to it by doing those things. But, you know, you're never gonna, it won't be perfect, that kind of thing. You're never gonna get all the things right. And that's okay. So just be kind to yourselves. Just be kind, be kind to everyone, but also remember to be kind to yourself because you're part of everybody. Like that's the whole point. So I just kind of wanted to run through the last three major holidays and kind of like why this episode was a little bit late. And just kind of shout out and like touch base with everybody and say like, this is what's happening. So in the future, so next week is going to be my relationship with depression. And then the week after that, we have a guest on the show. It is Local Neighborhood Baby from the Stress, Depressed, and Anxious podcast. So y'all look forward to that, checking that out. That's coming soon in the next couple of weeks. We'll also do my relationship and then have a guest on about their relationship with the holidays and sobriety. Just because, like I said, I know it can be tough sometimes for some people. And that's okay. So we're going to try to help a little bit. So that's sort of just my general feeling about it. Try and make sure it's a positive experience for everybody, but you know, you can't do everything right all the time. That's okay. So thank you guys for listening. And I hope you guys will check us out at our Twitter at MP Weirdo Podcast is our Twitter handle. Email me to tell me all about your holiday experiences, what you like, what you don't like. Do you even celebrate Christmas? If not, do you celebrate Hanukkah? What is the thing that you celebrate? And if you don't celebrate anything, tell me about that. Tell me about all that stuff. So that's Manic Pixie Weirdo Podcast at ProtonMail.com. And you can find us, you know, on all of the usual places. Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, all that stuff. So once again, be kind and stay weird, everybody. Hope you enjoyed. Bye.